Live from Madison Avenue in New York City, it's the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. 30 minutes of hard-hitting, no-holds-barred discussion about the exciting and all-too-dangerous world of professional alligator wrestling. With your host, the eldest of the Ringhausen Brothers, musician, statesman, author, the first banjoist for the New York Philharmonic, and the legal representative of the International Brotherhood of Professional Alligator Wrestlers, a man who's always ready to help his fellow man, Richard J. Ringhausen. Dig that. And, are you ready? Marksman, sculptor, and daredevil, the seven-time world welterweight alligator wrestling champion and winner of the silver medal in alligator wrestling at the 1992 Summer Olympics in Barcelona, Spain. A man who could sell ice to the Eskimos. The youngest of the Ringhausen brothers and the star of your show, Alan J. Ringhausen.
Hey, welcome to the show.
All right, and this is a special.
Special.
Like compilation of.
We've had over the years, we've had a lot.
It's a tribute to our sponsors.
Our sponsors. We've had a lot of people who have sponsored us over the years.
Who are important to us and keeping this podcast on the air.
And for those of you who haven't listened to every single episode, here's a chance to hear some of the sponsors that have helped us out.
That you may have missed over the years.
Right, exactly.
Very good.
Okay,
so let's have a proceed.
G'day, fellas. I'm Crocodile Jack from the Outback. I've been listening to how you boys are wrestling around with some baby alligators, but you ain't seen nothing until you've been in the business end of a 14-foot croc that's trying to eat you. But once you've landed the Aussie Swamp Monster, you're only halfway home. You need the right piece of equipment to cut the beast into bite-sized pieces. That's why I'm proud to announce my new Crocodile Jackknife. If I can skin a monster crocodile from the Aussie swamps or shake down the local aborigines for protection, then you boys should surely be able to take care of your tiny American gators in mere minutes with this little lady. And the Crocodile Jackknife isn't just for hunting, it's also a dandy fashion accessory. I attach this little piece of hardened steel to my belt when I head to the pub, and it drives the Sheilas wild. So get yours today and start slaying them, outside and inside. Or my name's not Crocodile Jack from the Outback.
Today's episode of the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour is brought to you by Dr. Ferd's Left-Handed Hammers. Calling all lefties, are you a southpaw carpenter? Tired of compromising your work because of constantly having to do it with right-handed hammers? Well, those days are over. For just a few dollars more than the cost of a right-handed hammer, you can wrap your strong left hand around one of Dr. Ferd's premier left-handed hammers. With heads of drop-forged steel and handles made of seasoned applewood, Dr. Ferd's left-handed hammer simply can't be beat. Get yours today, and while you're there, don't forget to grab a couple of left-handed screwdrivers. Dr. Ferd is an official sponsor of the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour.
Today's episode of the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour is brought to you by Dr. Ferd's Eagle Down Pillows, the single most comfortable pillow in the world. As everybody knows, down feathers lack the interlocking barbules and panaceous feathers, making them extra soft and fluffy. And all of the feather-producing birds in the world, it is the Alaskan bald eagle that has the softest down of all. Only Dr. Ferd has the resources to produce the eagle down pillows. His team of ornithologists scour the wilds of Alaska seeking out abandoned eagle's nests where they carefully gather bags full of the precious down feathers. No matter what you may have read on the internet, Dr. Ferg does not have a giant eagle confinement factory in Indonesia where the eagles are raised in crates, slaughtered in an arboretum, then have their down feathers plucked by child labor, their beaks ground into powder, and their carcasses fed to dogs. These are all lies perpetrated by the cutthroat pillow industry. So, when you're ready to soar off to slumberland on eagle's wings, lay your head on Dr. Ferd's Eagle Down Pillows. And if you really want to soar, reach for a bottle of Dr. Ferd's Eagle Aphrodisiac Powder. These claims have not been verified by the Food and Drug Administration.
Alright. Today's episode of the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour is brought to you by Dr. Ferd's Anger Suppression System. Do you, or perhaps one of your brothers or uncles, suffer from outrageous bursts of anger? Do little things like dropping your cell phone into a storm sewer or rear-ending a state police car cause you to flip out? Have all other forms of treatment and counseling failed you? Well, rage no longer. Dr. Ferd's tried and tested anger suppression system will have you calmed in no time. While dealing with a rage-induced stroke, Dr. Ferd realized that the same electrode system that restarted his heart could also control violent bursts of anger. Simply attach your electrodes to the areas of the body scientifically determined by Dr. Ferd to be the most conducive to mild electrical stimulation. Place the SYA unit in your pocket and hand the remote control to a trusted friend or loved one. Just like that, your days of terrorizing your family are over. Get control over your anger. Call Dr. Ferd today. But don't bother him while he's trying to watch TV.
Today's episode of the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Podcast is brought to you by Dr. Ferd's Premium Lord of the Rings Hogbringer Kit. Are your hogs getting loose and rooting up the neighbor's garden? Is Porky constantly trying to nose its way under the fence? Your troubles are answered. Simply take one of Dr. Ferd's specially forged titanium alloy hypoallergenic nose rings, place it in the nostrils with your troublesome swine, and clamp it in place with a pair of Dr. Ferd's Granger-approved even-pressure nose ring pliers. Problem solved. That's not all. Is your rebellious teenage daughter or son insisting on getting a fashionable nose ring? Don't waste good money on low-grade retail jewelry, likely made in China. Dr. Ferd's nose rings are completely safe for human use and made right here in the U.S. of A. Simply hold your child down with a pair of Dr. Ferd's industrial compliance tongs, sold separately, and clamp a ring into his or her nose, just like you did for Petunia the pig. Don't be surprised if junior friends show up wanting one just like it. So don't wait. Call Dr. Ferd and get your own premium hog ringer kit today and be the Lord of the Rings.
Woo!
You'll go hog wild.
Yeah, there you go.
Very good.
Today's episode of the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour is brought to you by Dr. Ferd's Dog Itch Ointment. Tired, sick and tired of watching your dog drag his bottom across your new carpets? The old anal itch medicine's no longer doing the trick for Fido? Well, don't just hit the dog with a newspaper. Address the cause, not the symptom. Just grab a tube of Dr. Ferd's Dog Itch Ointment, squeeze out a generous amount, and apply it liberally to the base of the tail. In no time whatsoever, your dog will be howling a song of blessed relief and licking your face in joy. Don't wait another doggone minute. Reach out to Dr. Ferd today. Not for human consumption.
Today's episode of the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour is brought to you by Milk Dudes, a chocolate candy for the new generation. Tired of being the dud at the party? Why are you the guy that's always standing by himself in the corner? Is it your body odor? Your stagnating personality? Your wretched sense of fashion? Maybe it's none of those. Have you ever considered that people judge you mainly by the candy that you eat? Well, just break out a box of Milk Dudes and watch the ladies come a-calling. Don't be a dud, be a dude, a Milk Dude. Milk Dudes, the official personality-altering candy of the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour.
You know, over the years, we've had one sponsor who's been with us probably longer than anyone. That's Amalgamated Murgatroyd, your hometown explosive superstore, and their owner and spokesman has been Doyle McIntyre. Let's hear a few of his commercials from the years. Hello. My name is Doyle McIntyre, owner and operator of Amalgamated Murgatroyd, your hometown explosive store. Independence Day
is right around the corner, and you will be wanting to celebrate with firecrackers and other exploding noisemakers. Well, do not waste your money on Chinese firecrackers or rockets when you can make your own with explosives made right here in the USA. We have a wide variety of magnesium oxidizers and potassium perchlorates, including hard-to-find barium salts and salicylate compounds to give your controlled explosives the vibrant colors to make your friends and family ooh and ah. Come on down to our newly repaired warehouse and let us set you up with a couple of 50-pound bags of black powder, visco fuses, and degradable cardboard acceleration tubes. Thank you, and God bless America. We are located right across the street from St. Boniface Assisted Living Center. Hello, my name is Doyle McIntyre, owner and operator of Amalgamated Murgatroyd. This summer you'll be wanting to blow up that annoying tree stump or old building. Amalgamated Murgatroyd, your hometown explosive superstore, will have just the thing. If you're in need of hypersialylic liquids, phosphamides, or pyromatic clays or jellies, or just old-fashioned nitroglycerin, Amalgamated Murgatroyd has it in stock. If you find a lower price on dynamite anywhere, we will match it and give you a free box of Type K blasting caps. Come on down to our newly repaired store and let our friendly and trained staff serve you. Thank you. We're located right across the street from St. Boniface Middle School.
Hang on. We got a phone call. Hang on. Okay. Hello.
Hello. My name is Doyle McIntyre, owner and operator of Amalgamated Murgatroyd, your hometown explosives store. Halloween is just around the corner, and you will soon be wanting to be stocking up on your tertiary explosives and blasting agents. In our newly repaired showroom, we have a full...
Doyle, why do people have fireworks on Halloween?
I'm getting to that.
Okay.
That was rude.
Sorry. Please, go on.
In our newly repaired showroom, we have a full selection of initiation sequencers, tetrads, and fulminates. And for those trick-or-treaters, we have some dynamite fuses that have low enough explosive potential differentials that they are safe for children of all ages. To celebrate our grand reopening, we will be offering to the first 100 customers a 10% discount on Composition A cybernites and any of our bonded explosives. Come on down to Amalgamated Murgatroyd, your hometown explosives supercenter. We're located right across the street from St. Boniface Playground and Daycare.
Doyle, I've often wondered, the years that you've been doing our program here.
Yes, sir.
Is there a lot of licensing requirements to operate a facility like that?
You have to be fully in compliance with Missouri Revised Statutes, Chapter 48, Section 83.27, and licensing agreement, and we have all required state licenses.
Good enough for me. Thank you, Doyle.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Doyle McIntyre, owner and operator of Amalgamated Murgatroyd, your hometown explosives store. Fall is just around the corner, and you will soon be wanting to be stocking up on your tertiary explosives and blasting agents. In our newly repaired showroom, we have a full selection of initiation sequencers, tetrides, and fulminates to celebrate our grand Tony, damn it, I told you to put that box down!
Today's show is brought to you by Cannoli's Canine Cough Drops. Do you spend night after night covering your ears, listening to your favorite dog hack, gag, and cough? Well, suffer no longer, or more accurately, have your dog suffer no longer. Give Fido one of Cannoli's Canine Cough Drops and watch him quiet right down. Cannolis come in one of three flavors that dogs love: black cherry, soothing menthol, or baby rabbit. Before you know it, you'll be watching TV in peace while your dog lays at your feet, quietly sucking his cannoli. Cannolis canine cough drops. When your dog's coughing, he's coughing for a cannoli.
It's another thing from Uncle Den. Tired of biting into bits of shell in your egg salad sandwich? I don't like that. Well, suffer no more. When you're ready to make your next egg delicacy, reach for a carton of Uncle Den's shellless eggs. That's right, your favorite culinary genius, Uncle Den, has patented, just like the guy that patented the mat for the turtle racing, has patented a secret method of getting his chickens to lay shellless eggs. As everybody knows, just inside the average egg is a membrane surrounding the inner egg. By increasing the thickness and non-permeability of the endoplasmic membrane, Uncle Den has been able to do away with the shell. And by safely and slightly simmering the chickens prior to the laying, the eggs are just soft-boiled enough to maintain their structural integrity without the need for a shell. And don't worry about eating that membrane. It's the same substance as human hair and therefore entirely safe to digest. So the next time you're at the store, just reach for a carton of Uncle Den's shellless eggs. They're exactly what you're looking for.
This is a test of the emergency banjo system. This is only a test.
Damn! In the event of an actual emergency, you'd be told where to tune in to get soothing banjo music.
This was a test of the emergency banjo system. This was only a test.
Of course, our longest sponsor has been our old pal, Uncle Den. Today's episode is brought to you by Uncle Den's Premium Body Oil. As the official body oiler for the University of Florida's varsity alligator wrestling squad, we have to make sure that only the finest oils touch the bodies of the grappling gatorettes. These ladies trust us to have the magic touch. And that magic comes courtesy of skillful hands and Uncle Den's Premium Body Oil. As most of you know, having an extra oily body is the key to success in the world of alligator wrestling. Uncle Den has once again reached into his bag of tricks and formulated what can only be described as the world's slickest body oil. Uncle Den's oil is good for your skin, we think, and good smelling. You can trust your nose. If you don't want to have the skin of an old alligator, reach for Uncle Den's Premium Body Oil. Your skin will thank you. Available at gas stations nationwide. Uncle Den is an official sponsor of the University of Florida's Grappling Gatorettes. Today's episode is brought to you by Uncle Den's Practically Perfect Pickled Eggs. Tired of going into your favorite drinking establishment only to find that gallon jar on the bar contains nothing but putrid, low-grade pickled eggs, as rubbery as pencil erasers and flavored with the grease and grime of 1,000 unwashed hands? Well, suffer no longer. Your favorite culinary genius, Uncle Den, is proud to introduce his newest treat, pickled eggs. You heard me right, pickled eggs. Steeped in the barrel of Ringhausen's famous apple cider vinegar for 7.5 years and seasoned to mouth-watering perfection with Uncle Den's one-of-a-kind blend of secret spices and secret flavorings. And what kind of eggs does Uncle Den use? Well, that's a secret, too. Just rest assured they're not chicken eggs. So the next time you're told to bring something to the family feast, just look no farther than Uncle Den's practically perfect pickled eggs. Taste just like they're laid by chickens. But they're not. Today's episode is brought to you by Uncle Den's Donkey Grease. Has the family jackass given up the ghost and flown off to donkey heaven? But its earthly remains will not go to waste. For over 25 years, Uncle Den has been rendering dead donkeys into Southern Illinois' finest grade-A donkey grease. Sure, everybody knows that Uncle Den's donkey grease will keep your gears and cogs well lubricated, but don't forget about the kitchen. Frying up your favorite meats and vegetables and want that unmistakable taste of the barnyard? Pour out a puddle of Uncle Den's donkey cooking oil. How about rolling out the dough for your favorite pie? For a light, flaky crust with just a hint of donkey flavor, don't forget a heaping teaspoon of dark donkey lard. Donkey lard! Whether it's greasing up the wheels, cooking up your culinary treats, or just slicking back your hair, once you've used Uncle Den's donkey grease, you'll be brained for more. Today's program is brought to you by Uncle Den's Olive Oil. Uncle Den has learned the secret of growing premium-grade olives right here in good old Southern Illinois. Why go to the dangerous Mideast for your olive oil? What's wrong with the Midwest? Using a special blend of Lachino and Manzilla olives, lovingly picked and stomped by Dennis and his co-workers, you can be assured that when you're cooking with Uncle Den's olive oil, you're cooking with the best. And Denno has all the different grades of olive oil. Want the best? His extra virgin olive oil is made from olives that are carefully chaperoned at all times, so you can be sure of their purity when making your favorite pasta dishes. And nothing goes to waste. The cheap, slutty olives are also used, being the primary ingredient in Uncle Den's USDA crude-grade olive oil that has an SAE5W30 rating suitable for use in Fiats, Alfa Romeos, and low-performance Ferraris. So, for the finest Illinois olive oil that money can buy, hurry down to Uncle Den's Market and make him an offer he can't refuse. Today's program is brought to you by Uncle Den's Pickle Farm. It's pickle season, and over at Uncle Den's Orchards, the pickle trees are bursting with this year's crop of sweet, delicious pickles. Gherkins, cornicons, sweet dill pickles, he's got them all. And want to pick a peck of your own very own pickles? Uncle Den has a pick-your-own pickle orchard with dwarf pickle trees for easy pickle picking. We supply the pickle baskets and special pickle ladders so your loved ones can have a memorable day out picking pickles. And looking for those special kosher dill pickles? Uncle Denno has that too. Each season, a specially trained Orthodox moil comes in and snips the ends off of an entire row of young pickles. And it's done entirely in compliance with both Mosaic law and OSHA safety regulations, so you can be assured that no pickles were harmed in the process. So when you've got a tickle for a pickle, come on down to Uncle Den's Pickle Orchard and get to crunching. Today's episode is brought to you by Uncle Den's Roasters. Made with a secret blend of herbs and spices, carefully guarded and known only to Dennis, these special roasters are lovingly cooked with a secret old-world recipe handed down from generation to generation. Denno slow roasts his secret meat over a bed of red-hot coals made from real apple wood, hand-pruned by Dennis himself from some of the finest trees in the Ringhausen Orchard. Uncle Den's roasters simply fall off the bone onto your plate and melt in your mouth, so delicious that you won't even care what's in it. Uncle Den's roasters taste just like chicken, but it's not.
Well, that was pretty darned interesting, wasn't it?
It should be for some people, I guess.
Just think of all the Christmas presents that people know to get now.
And, you know, and actual help.
You
help
know, from, and the things you were going to get for your dad for his birthday or your wife.
Curing ailments.
Yeah, all sorts of wonderful things.
Providing tips for raising pets. You know, there's a, an amazing amount
of information.
Of information and assistance.
Indeed. And with that, see you later from Rick Gator
and Alligator.
This has been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. The Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour has been brought to you by Uncle Dan, by Dr. Ferd, by Doyle McIntyre, by Captain Craig, and by all of our other sponsors. No portion of today's broadcast may be reproduced without the express written consent of the North American Alligator Wrestling Association. And with that little bit of legal business in hand, see you later from Rick Gator and Alligator. This has been a Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Network production. Accept no substitutes.